The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweiss, and this is the Stoic Jew podcast, where we explore the relationship between Judaism and Stoicism. Today's reading, like yesterday's, is from Seneca's letter number 3 on true and false friendship. Yesterday, we read the entire letter and established a framework based on the Rambam's commentary on Pirkei Avos 1:6, where he classifies all friendships into 3 categories / 4 categories. Today, we're going to take a deep dive into the opening of Seneca's letter. So let's reread that. Seneca says, "You have sent a letter to me through the hand of a friend of yours," quote unquote, as you call him. "And in your very next sentence, you warn me not to discuss with him all the matters that concern you, saying that even you yourself are not accustomed to do this." In other words, you have in the same letter affirmed and denied that he is your friend. Okay, then later on, Seneca writes, "If you consider any man a friend whom you do not trust as you trust yourself, you are mightily mistaken, and you do not sufficiently understand what true friendship means. Indeed, I would have you discuss everything with a friend, but first of all, discuss the man himself." So, you know, the main criterion that Seneca establishes for friendship is trustworthiness, specifically trustworthiness in terms of revealing secret things to him. And we discussed yesterday that the Rambam also acknowledges this category of friendship as one of the 2 subclasses of a friend of enjoyment. In other words, let's just go over the Rambam, review the Rambam from yesterday again. Rambam says there are 3 categories of friendship: a friend of utility, which is based on some tangible benefit; a friend of enjoyment, which is based on some enjoyment you get from them. And that's subdivided into 2 categories. The first being a friend of pleasure, where you get a particular pleasure, and the second subcategory being a friendship of security, where you can entrust them with everything and tell them all your secrets and unload your worries and your insecurities with them, and you derive pleasure from that sort of trust. And then the highest level of friendship is a friendship for a higher purpose, which is where you're both striving to help each other attain the good for both of you together. Okay, so question I want to delve into today is how do you know whether someone is trustworthy in terms of you know, sharing your secrets? Seneca warns Lucilius against against admitting someone to his friendship who he can't trust, but he doesn't really establish criteria. So there are a couple of psukim in Mishle which deal with this, and I don't want to take up all of them today, but let's just discuss one of them with Rabbeinu Yonah's interpretation. So the pasuk says, "Holech rachil megale sod, v'ne'eman ruach mechase davar." One who goes as a gossip monger or a gossiper reveals a secret, but one who is trustworthy of spirit will conceal a statement. Okay, so the main questions on this are, number one, isn't it obvious that if someone's a gossiper, then they're going to reveal your secret? So, like, why do you even need to say this? Secondly, why does it, oh, and also it's, the second half is also obvious. If someone's trustworthy, then they'll conceal something, they'll conceal a statement. Second question, kind of a minor question, why does the first half speak of revealing a secret, whereas the second half talks about concealing a statement? And then the third major question is like, what's the idea? why is this the case? What is it about a gossip monger that makes him reveal a secret? And what is someone who is trustworthy? How is he different from the gossip monger? All the questions on that. So Rabbeinu Yonah explains. He says, "One who goes as a gossip monger reveals a secret. If you see a person who gossips and stirs up strife with words of degradation and provocation that he hears about people, you should know that he is a revealer of secrets. You should not reveal your secret to him, nor should you trust him, because once you transmit the statement to him, he will reveal it. For one who doesn't guard his spirit from gossip will not be cautious in concealing a secret." And then he says, "But one who is trustworthy of spirit will conceal a statement." Rabbeinu Yonah explains, "Shlomo provided a reason for the statement that only those who are trustworthy of spirit will conceal a secret. One who has a trustworthy spirit will conceal a statement and not reveal it, even though the one who said it didn't conceal it, and he will not reveal it through gossip." Okay, so my understanding of this Rabbeinu Yonah is that, or of the pasuk according to Rabbeinu Yonah, is as follows. We have to define what a gossip monger is. Who is a gossiper? So, and remember, gossip is not the same thing as lashon hara, right? So the Hebrew terms, gossip is rechilus, and lashon hara is negative speech or evil speech or harmful speech. And lashon hara is specifically negative, whereas gossip is not necessarily negative. So what is gossip, and what does it mean to be a gossiper? So I think a gossiper is someone who is who treats other people's personal information, which really is saying who treats other people's personal lives as a source of amusement and entertainment. Okay. In other words, he really relates to other people almost as objects of pleasure, okay, in the sense that their personal business is mine to freely distribute and talk about as long as it gives me the pleasure of talking about it, you know, regardless of what happens to them or how they feel about it. So going back to our question, isn't it obvious that a gossiper will reveal your secret? Well, I'm sure we've all had this experience where you tell something to someone in confidence, and the thought is, well, they would never do this to me. They would never reveal my secret. You know, like they care about me. They respect me. You know, they protect me. And that's the mistake. The mistake is assuming that they will relate to you as to the you as a person. But because they're habituated to treat other people as objects of pleasure and really immediate pleasure, you know, because it's a very easy thing to just reveal someone's personal information and get pleasure out of it from the reaction of the people who you're talking to. So it's only a matter of time before they will reveal, if you really told them a juicy secret, it's really only a matter of time before they'll use you as a object of pleasure. Whereas the trustworthy person, the trustworthy spirit, what makes them trustworthy is that person is regarding you as a person. In other words, you are a person who has feelings, who has a life, who is subject to harm, not an object. And therefore, even when you reveal something, even if you don't tell them that it's a secret, as long as they are aware that this could, you know, result in harm or shame or whatever it is to you, then they will conceal it out of concern for your dignity as a person. So what I find interesting about this kind of reveals a greater clarity in the Rambam's distinction between the two types of friendships of enjoyment. And remember, so friendship of enjoyment is divided into friendship of pleasure versus friendship of security. And I think the difference really is with a friendship of pleasure, they are still relating to you almost as an object, meaning I will be your friend so long as your jokes make me laugh and your company makes me feel good about myself and you know, whatever it is, the pleasure that you get from them, right? Or if it's Rambam said that most romantic relationships are based on this. So as long as I get pleasure from that romantic relationship, then we're friends. That's still almost relating to the person as an object. But then there is a higher level where you're relating to them as a person, and each member of the friendship is relating to the other as a person. And that's really where the trust comes in. That's where your security in the fact that my friend would never do anything to hurt me, they care about me as a person. And I think that distinction, you know, has merit here. Is your friend relating to you as an object of pleasure or as a person? And you can see how this builds the foundation for the highest level of friendship, where you're truly relating to the other person, as a human being, where you're helping the other person and they're helping you to attain human perfection insofar as that's possible. So again, there are a lot of psukim in Mishlei about revealing secrets. Maybe we'll do one tomorrow. We'll see what I'm in the mood for. But I thought that it was just, Seneca's letter was very clear in the advice he was giving, but not really in the practicality of how to implement it. And I think that this is something that, you know, you read the pasuk in Mishlei, and it sounds obvious that a gossipmonger will reveal a secret, and yet people make this mistake all the time. And I can testify to this, not so much from my own experience, thank God, but from teaching in a girls' high school for 10 years, I've seen friendships torn apart by the fact that someone, you know, two people who are allegedly good friends, one of them will reveal the personal information of another one, and then that will break up the friendship. And there's this feeling of betrayal, like, how could you do that? And what this is saying is, yeah, if you are prone to gossiping, if you're prone to just using people's information as a source of pleasure, it's only a matter of time. You will not be able to help yourself. So don't entrust a secret to a person like that. Okay, so that is it for today's episode. If you have gained from what you've learned here today and would like to support my production of even more Torah content, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeweis. Link is in the description. Thank you to my listeners for listening, and thank you to my patrons for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.